Quacken Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our
national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. You know what that means, don't you? All right, tonight. A little bit of a change up in the studio, and it's a little different even for me because I don't think I've ever done this like this. But there's always a first time for anything and a last. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm your host, Trencher. Joining me in the studio right now is, I don't know, I just want to start calling her like Chesty something. You know, just think of a last name and Chesty that or whatever, you know? Because you got tits, okay? That's why.
Whatever.
I like it. She shakes her head at the microphone like the microphone can hear. Maybe if you shake your boobs at the microphone, you hear the motion of the air just...
How is it, no matter how we reconfigure the studio, you're always sitting across from her and get to stare at her chest all night?
That is a good point. It's a lucky point. But we don't know if she's going to actually stay over there for very long. I mean, you know, someone may come in. Actually, I sent the black man on an errand. Oops. To go get some water so we don't all die. So, all right. Spankwagon.net, our official website for Spank Wagon Radio. Again, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Scrappy.
Hello, Scrappy. Murphy's sitting here. We'll go over some of the changes. This is very, very weird, and it's going to take me a moment to get used to. But first, we want to encourage everybody to join us, because if you are live, which you probably should be, if you are live, you need to join us in our chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the chat link, the SWR chat room link. That allows you to join us and contribute to the show. Of course, if you don't want to join us in chat and you want to call us instead, of course, we have our toll-free number, which is 1-866-587-6257. I think that roughly translates in English to 1-866-LV-ROCKS. I think so.
Yeah, something around
that. Yeah. Of course, we also have email. You can email us radio@spankwagon.net because, well, quite frankly, everybody likes email. So do spammers. 95% of our email is spam. So
outstanding.
It is. Question, though, actually. And where's my background? Where's my music bed?
Oh, you want the music bed now?
Always. Always go to the music beds. Bring it down just a little bit. I would seriously say only one or two, because if you just hear it barely in her ear, that's always perfect. Perfect.
There you go.
And the reason I'm telling Murphy how to do this is because Murphy decided that he wanted to run the board tonight, which is very unusual.
I'm in the big boy chair.
I'm scared.
You should be. His hands are going to be perfectly busy most of the night. So he may randomly swing over and tweak you, maybe once, maybe twice. But he's going to be pretty busy half a dozen times. So for those of you listening in, it's going to be a little different because Murphy is actually going to be doing the board op tonight. And then I'm going to be over here on his mic tonight. And I think she's already getting grabby with the buttons.
I know. No, I think she thought I was turning up hers. I was actually
turning
up mine.
No, I was just trying to be an ass.
Oh, okay.
trying. So let's see. What do we have? Like I said, I sent the black man on an errand. So, whoops. What else we got going on?
Don't send the guy to pick up the watermelon fried chicken, dude. It's never going to make
it. I didn't say watermelon. I said water. He's like, watermelon? I was like, no, water.
off like a prom dress, dude. He was out of here.
He's going to come back with a watermelon.
Straws. If he found a watermelon at 7-Eleven, I'm going to question why the hell would 7-Eleven have
why
a watermelon?
Why has he been gone so long? He probably went
That's the scary
else.
Part.
That's because I gave him a 20 for $5 in water.
He's not used to having cash in hand. It's always, EBT cards.
Well, right now what he's doing is he's heading out and going and buying a Star Wars action figure with my money. I mean, let's be honest. It is Decaf. So Decaf
or
will be
Britney
in here tonight. I'm sorry?
Britney Spears doll.
Yeah, we'll hear more about that later. But
complete with a gurney.
Oh, my God. In 3 hours of gurney action. Hot gurney action. So Murph's already breaking one rule that he told me he was not
to
do.
I'm trying to track down the co-host.
Yeah,
we'll
find him. He'll come back. I mean, why
Murph's
wouldn't he?
He's worried. He doesn't want his little friend to be getting done in the ass by anybody else.
That's a good point.
Except for me. Anyway. So, Scrappy, I know how Trench's New Year's Eve went because it was with me.
Ooh.
We were spooning. How was your New Year's Eve?
Pretty good. It was fun.
This is where you tell us what happened.
I didn't do anything too wild.
What about anyone? Did
karaoke.
You do anyone too wild?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even have a midnight kiss. Wasn't that pathetic?
It sucks.
I know. I was lonely.
I kept inviting you to come over with us, but you didn't want to do that.
Next year.
Next year.
I'm not 21. I had to be good on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
There's some karaoke. Should I talk about that now?
Oh, no. Let's hold off on that. That's
we
that
had
should
karaoke
be up on
fun.
Machine there, by the way.
On this machine?
Yeah, I sent it to mine, so if you open up my email, it should bing, and everybody on the planet should hear it. Or at least they won't, because I don't have that lined up yet. So anyway, New Year's Eve. Trench, how was your New Year's Eve?
Rather boring.
Did you play rock band?
No, actually, it was fine. Yes, we did, actually. It was fine. No, and it wasn't boring. It was actually pretty fun. Had a good time. Had a lot of people over my house, which is interesting because I normally do not have people over to my house. And so far this past 30 days, I've had two functions where I've had at least one. I had at least, nine people, and the other one I had about 20. So very interesting and very different for me. A very big departure from the norm.
It was cool. I had a lot of fun. I was over at Trenchers, and we played some Rock Band, and I made a couple of kids cry.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Just the one.
Did he really make a kid cry?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Oh, I'm just an asshole. There's no way around it.
Playing Rock Band?
No. Actually...
Did you steal the drum set away from him?
No. Here's the funny thing about Rock Band and the drum set. Nobody else ever wants to play the drums, so I'm the one that has to do it all the time.
Oh my God, I would play the drums.
The drums are fucking hard.
They are the
hardest instrument
in the game. Oh yeah, without
really?
A doubt.
Full with cymbals? How many...
You have four pads. You have four pads across, and then you have the kick drum as well.
Oh no shit!
And it takes a lot of concentration to get that game going.
Yeah.
And then at one point we had all four of us on there. We had full four. Yeah, you can only do four. We had singing, we had drum, we had guitar, and we had bass. So we had the whole thing going. It was actually pretty cool.
How do they judge the singing? Like,
it's like karaoke. It brings the words out, and you have to hit the words. But then there's also a tone bar. And you have to follow the right tone for the notes.
No.
So there's this little arrow that shows you if you're too high or too low, and you have to make it hit on the line. And you have to do this as you're singing. It's not too complicated, but it is a lot of fun.
What kind of songs are on there?
There's a lot of Rock Band stuff.
A lot of Rock Band, but there's not. I mean, you and I were discussing it. There needs to be some good acoustics, and there needs to be some
more classic rock.
I mean, Rock Band handles classic rock.
Well, Guitar Hero handles a lot of classic rock.
Guitar Hero handles a lot of classic rock. Rock Band needs a lot more of it. I know that with the packs, we were looking through the ones you could purchase.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of Police.
I want the Police one just for Roxanne.
Yeah, well.
Roxanne!
Yeah. That's the only one. And then there is a lot of...
Don't shake your head at me.
So
there's a Police pack, there's a Metallica
pack. Metallica is just pure nightmare, okay? That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, there's a Black Sabbath pack. I mean, that's the one thing that I think Rock Band has over Guitar Hero right now is it has a lot more downloadable content, stuff that's recognizable. So, with Guitar Hero, there's Foo Fighters and Velvet Revolver. So that's it.
Yeah.
Heart.
Heart?
Heart.
What? There isn't a Heart pack yet. Is there?
There's a song on Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah. There's a song. But, I mean, I'm really looking for, like, whole packs of stuff. Because, you know, being able to download... Like, I downloaded the Foo Fighters pack for Guitar Hero. That's really cool because it's three different, very distinctly different songs. And, you know, when you look at the Police pack or even the, you know, like the Black Sabbath pack, there are some depth to it. Metallica, I mean, with Metallica lately, everything all sounds alike, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, Saint Anger, I mean, everything sounds like crap. And then it sounds alike.
Yeah. Sounds like it's recorded in a toilet.
Or a prison. Or a prison toilet.
Wow, this is getting kind of King Hesh-ish there, isn't it?
Dude. All right, dude.
How is the Hesh man? I haven't seen him in a while.
And I haven't seen him in ages. Since he moved nights, I haven't seen him at all.
I guess it's easier to get stoned in the middle of an afternoon on Sunday than it is on a Friday night when you have to deliver pizzas afterwards.
Ouch. Yeah.
No, that's the truth.
That's the truth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, totally the truth.
I think what he does is he has someone order a pizza in Pahrump, and then he comes to the studio and is actually working while he's on air.
That's actually kind of brilliant. You know, that way you can get paid to do what everybody else does for free.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant!
Where's the black man?
I don't know.
Dude, he's been gone for like 25 minutes now.
Yeah. Well, actually, I sent him out about 5 to 10. Actually, I sent him out 10 before.
Holy shit.
So he's...
We may need to send out a search
party. I sent him to 7-Eleven. I wonder if he went somewhere else. Like, he actually went to find... I bet he found like an Albertsons or a Vons.
He probably went up to that Albertsons up on Charleston
He'll
there.
Probably come Charleston back with and Bruce. Watermelon.
Then he would come back with a watermelon.
I hope so. You know what you should do?
At least he better damn well come back with my change.
You should make him feel jealous when he comes back. When he gets back, you should be in your bra and panties.
Like he's actually missed something.
But no. You should just tell him I was in my bra and panties.
No, I think when he walks in, you should be in your bra and panties. You should be like...
Or at least putting on your shirt.
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Or gargling and picking hair out of your teeth.
Ew.
Ew. She says ew.
I know. How awesome is that? So we sat around and we avoided Al-Qaeda and...
Al-Qaeda.
It's Al-Qaeda. And then we just kind of hung out. And you hung at your house and sang karaoke with your mom.
We played Taboo.
Wow, I didn't think I could find anyone who had a more boring New Year's Eve than we did.
Taboo.
Well, I wouldn't say ours was boring. I mean, we were up till like 2 or 3 in the morning just chatting with Chief and his wife at our house. I mean, it wasn't boring at all.
I can't believe my kids stayed up that late.
And mine did, too.
That's amazing.
You know, and his little ass still got up at 6:30 in the morning, which we're like, what the fuck?
You got your drink on?
Got my drink on.
Yeah, did you get sloppy drunk?
No. I didn't get anything drunk.
You don't get anything drunk?
No, I didn't get buzzed or anything. No.
What were you drinking?
Fail.
JD, fruit punch, bunch of Corona, and crayons, some bitch drinks.
Can you hold your liquor?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like to hold her liquor. Oops, that was out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the green room.
In the green room.
Green room got loud. I don't know what's going on out there.
I don't know. Well, we'll have to see. We know Stitz is here. He's just saying howdy. We do like it when he comes in.
Yep, just hanging on the back. He's not even going to get on mic.
Holy hey, shnikes.
There's Claude. Walking
the man,
in,
the myth,
surprising everybody.
Himself.
Wow, it's interesting to see you on this side.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I kicked him out of the big boy chair for the night.
He really wanted to do it, and I'm like, well... I let you do it once. Yes. It's on.
I just had to check.
I mean, I'm like, I let you do it at least once. I figure, why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a good experience.
Well.
Unless you're Lee Trevino.
Or holding a power cord.
What's up, Claude?
Not much. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Claude, I don't think you met Scrappy. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I actually have, yes.
I must not
Twice
have been
even.
Here.
Like
oh,
like
I wasn't here
times,
those nights.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll just shut up.
Yeah, do that.
Nice. So, all right. So, we got Claude here. You're going to be the substitute black man for a little while here because we sent him out for water because we ran out of water in the studio.
You sure you want to do that?
What, make you the substitute black man?
Yeah.
What would be the penalty in doing so?
Okay, I'm black right now. Just pretend that I'm pretend I'm a Negro.
Oh, okay. Hold on. No, you still have a job. I can't do it.
Oh, that's racist.
Ouch.
Yes, it is.
Cracker. He does fit a description.
I do. Wait, he does or
you,
I do?
Him.
Oh, okay.
You're a bunch of racist-ass crackers up in here. It's
oh,
like I'm with the Klan.
He is doing a good job there.
Now, why does he have to play the race card? As soon as he gets on the mic, he's just got to play the race card right off the bat.
Well, I am black right now. Thank you.
Wow.
So as a
for
participant...
the duration of this bit. Claude is a brother.
Well, then let's ask him the same thing we ask every other
black
man. For
once, he has soul.
Who comes in the studio. Being a member of the black community, did you attend the election where you elected Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton as your community leaders?
Nigga, please.
Wow. I can't even say anything.
Oh, no.
Who's got nappier hair? That chick basketball team or Don King?
I will probably say the basketball team.
The basketball team has nappier. Thank you, Don Imus. Where's your cowboy hat?
That's foul.
Am I going to be the black Don Imus now?
My welfare, take my Cadillac.
I can do. Imus is not hard to do. You sit there and you just mumble incoherently.
We've replaced Don Imus with a microphone hidden in the retirement community. Will anyone notice the difference?
Oatmeal.
Add music and it's a Bob Dylan concert.
Wait. Bob Dylan and Glenn Danzig touring together.
Opening for them, Eddie Vedder.
No, I can hear Eddie Vedder. Danzig. On my way.
Have you heard
So what the fuck is that? Stroke-a-palooza?
Headlining Terry Schiavo Charity Funds. What?
Nice.
Kirk Douglas will be the opening act for everybody. Just for added in.
Speaking of which, did anyone happen to catch like Dick Clark on the New Year's Eve?
No,
like,
I didn't.
Oh my God, he's back on. He had a stroke.
Yeah, now he actually looks 103.
He looks like about 80, but I would like to thank everyone here.
Wait, Dick Clark's a mongoloid now?
He talks just like that.
Really?
Because he had a stroke. He got paralyzed.
I knew all that. I
mean, he talks like a bad stroke victim, man. And that's the thing, too. They probably can only show him for like 10 seconds at a time before they have to cut scenes so someone can, wipe his mouth.
Drew him up? Yeah, okay. All right.
Just to fix the little bucket underneath him and put some New Year's Eve decorations on it, nobody will know what's
going
on.
All right, Dick. Smile. No, Dick.
With
smile.
Both sides of your mouth.
Both sides, yeah. All right, get the masking tape. We got to make him smile.
Stop doing Elvis.
I'm not. Sid Vicious.
Holy crap.
So anyhow. Yeah, on this side. He even brought a broke... Fuck.
You're
even
fired.
Even brought a what?
Show sheet.
Wow.
Yeah, broadcast sheet.
Just like a white man trying to hold everybody to your schedule.
No shit. Well, my favorite thing.
See how we go by it.
You
though.
Are. My favorite thing about the whole thing though is like we've been talking for a while doing a new broadcast sheet. And he's like, no, we don't want to like constrain everything. Leave it free and open. Today he comes in. No, fuck that free and open. It doesn't work. We got a broadcast sheet. I'm like, wait, what?
Because everything was running like a clusterfuck.
Let it run like a clusterfuck. Who cares?
Look, let it sound like a clusterfuck, but let it run a little bit more well-behaved behind
just
the scenes.
Just don't get butthurt when it doesn't work.
Oh, I know. And that's why it's a loose guideline. It's not a not a schedule.
Here.
It's a loose guideline.
Let me see it real quick in the pen.
Talk and be funny, monkeys!
I'm not going to do anything mean.
It's about the way it is, man.
It is. It's always
militant
been like
comedy.
It is. It's always
you
been.
You will make me laugh right now.
What was it?
All of a sudden
we did a bit.
A Bill Hicks
Claude, fucking tell me a joke. And you're like, shit. Oh, yeah, okay. So two guys are walking down the street and they see this dead cat on the side of the road, okay? So they see the dead cat. One guy goes, hey, look. He grabs a dead cat and he goes, you want to eat it? No, I'm not going to eat that. Okay. Guy eats the dead cat. Half hour later, the guy throws up. The other guy grabs a spoon and goes to town on the puke. How come you're eating it now? Dude, I like my food warm.
I like that joke better when I told it like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly. It was a promo for how
By the
long?
Way, that was really great. I love that little Bill Hicks reference right there. That was like dead on.
Yeah. Militant comedy at its best.
Militant comedy.
You ever seen that one clip, man? I think it was Stitz that showed it to me. He just, it's like 30 minutes of him just calling some woman in the audience who's drunk a cunt.
Hey, cunt! Shut up! My time!
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen that
one.
Oh,
yeah. YouTube it. It's phenomenal. A hard copy. You hard wrote copy. It out. Bill says, hey, you cunt. Cunt goes, must be Eddie Vedder.
Wow.
Bill says,
really? Give that to me. Can you email it so I can get credited for uploading that to like IMDb?
You need the Wikipedia citation in there, right?
Yeah.
Citation needed.
Have you seen those stickers?
Bumper stickers. Yes. Yeah. And you can tagging stickers, basically, about 4 inches, 5 inches by about 2 inches. And, you know, what I saw the picture
tagging
of
tagging stickers?
Yeah, like, you know.
Wikipedia
are
you,
are
tags.
Are we talking...
Okay. Wikipedia tags. Right. Citation
we're not
needed.
Talking like, hello, my name is.
No, no, no.
All right.
It's a little almost like a bumper sticker, and it says citation needed. And I saw the picture, too. It's stuck on the underside, or it's stuck on the lower portion of a separator between two toilets underneath some graffiti.
Yeah.
Wow.
So someone tagged, and all of a sudden, citation needed.
Jerry's mom is a whore. Citation needed. Wow. Thank you for professional radio at its finest, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, that sounds a hell of a lot better than what I've heard on the radio coming over here.
Oh, really? So how is NPR?
NPR bores the hell out of me, man.
In Ireland, state of the nation.
Okay, sorry, dude. You keep bringing that up, but every time I get in your car, it's either the beeps and boop music
or NPR. Oh, yeah, I listen to it all the time.
How do you stay awake in traffic? That's what I want to know.
I don't, and that makes sure I get there alive, because if I'm awake, I'm going to, like, panic.
It's either the same repetitive music, or it's NPR.
Yeah! Woohoo!
No.
We should make an NPR mashup, and that'd just be it. Just put the planet to sleep.
Oh, I'm sure someone already has.
Just in case of rave music, we actually carry glow sticks in our car.
Okay, first off, I don't dance. I mean, that I want to say Dance Dance Revolution. Okay, watch me walk, bitch. That's pretty much it.
Picturing you dance, I just have the image of Chunk doing the truffle shuffle.
That's about it. You know, that is exactly it.
Although I would like to see you on a Dance Dance Revolution machine in the middle of an arcade.
He's
going to
be like the guy
who
falls off.
Kids. That'd be great.
And then I start freestyling and everybody's in awe.
What's funny as hell is they actually have that in Houston in all the malls. They always have like the three or four Japanese kids like going crazy on DDR, challenging everybody at these arcades.
Like only three Japanese kids in all of Texas?
No, in each mall. I mean, they seem to be set. You know,
do they import
themselves.
Them or...
No, they actually,
what the fuck?
For free will.
Dude, we were supposed to get a box full of VCRs. What the fuck am I doing with a Korean kid? Damn it!
Put him in the arcade.
Call our distributor! Put him in the arcade.
Ching, ching, chong. Ming, 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 ming. Oh, he said a rig of breeze.
Oh, very funny.
Uncomfortable silence. Anyway, so Claude, you're back in Vegas.
Yes, I am.
Holy shit.
How is that going?
There's so many different ways I can answer that question. Compared to where I was before...
How about try briefly? We got a break in 8 minutes.
It's better than where I've been before. Houston, Texas is not the right, at all like the rest of Texas. I'll say that. Houston is probably the one place in Texas that's a shame to be from Texas. You go there, and they try to change it up so much, it's so confusing.
See, but yet Austin is like considered the liberal hippie... And the capital of Texas.
And Houston is pretty much the ultra-conservative, money-mongering nexus of the universe.
Rumpf, rumpf, rumpf.
Literally.
Rumpf.
I've been in these old people's houses rumpf. There when I actually got to do ride-alongs. And, you know, I'm like, Jesus, is this woman his mistress or, you know, a maid or what? And they have several of them that walk around. And you see these pictures, these people are older than fucking dirt. And they're like, you know... Living off their fucking dividend funds that'll feed their family for generations to come in these old-ass houses.
J. Howard Marshall. God bless that man.
I hear Howard. I always think of the cooking retard now. Yeah. Merle
Howard Kalin.
That's it.
Yes.
The cooking retard. Anywho.
So,
is he on now, Stern?
No, he's
no,
not.
I've never seen him on
no,
Stern.
No, I've never seen him on Stern.
Claude has a DVD of him from his Chicago Public Access.
This was back in about 91, 92.
That he did the show, yeah.
Yeah, and this was Public Access outside of Chicago. And it's this retarded guy. Yeah, he's cooking and stuff. And he like takes raw chicken. It's bloody and shit. And he cuts it up on a cutting board. And immediately doesn't even clean the fat off. Puts a head of like iceberg lettuce on it and starts cutting it.
All under studio lights. Yeah. Everything's like melting.
He brings out this dessert, which is this Jello, which is... First, it's like stale, so it's like hard, you know?
It's skinned.
Yeah. It's all hided, actually. And then it's melting, the rest of it. It's nasty. It's nauseating to watch. And this guy's like...
Nauseating to hear about.
They're trying to keep... You can like hear kind of... You don't hear it, maybe, but you see like... Somebody's giving him cues, stop eating the food you're making. Because he's eating it. He's like salmonella-covered hands and stuff, throwing shit into his mouth.
But he's a retard, so he's got that retard strength and a stomach of steel.
Yes, yes. You
know, he could like bench press a car and eat a handful of pennies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. I was going to say, if anybody ever does this, and we've talked about this on the show before. I know you're probably new to it. Down on Charleston, near the UMC Medical Center, there's a Del Taco. Behind the Del Taco, there is a daycare center for retarded kids. Now, if you want to see something really fun,
I'm
going to
need
great.
A handful of pennies.
Yeah, you do. To throw at them. It's hilarious because they take these like kids that have like cerebral palsy and they're paralyzed and they can't do anything. And they park their wheelchairs and disconnect the batteries like outside to give them sun time. So not only are they baking in the sun, but the retarded people and the counselors all smoke upwind of them. So like they're irritated by the cigarette smoke and they just writhe in agony.
That's
kind of
so
funny.
Sad. How do you know about this?
Because I eat at the Del Taco there. I used to a lot, you know. It
so
was near
mind
my
you,
work.
Mind you, he's watching people writhe in the sun, getting smoked out.
Well, I'm in the drive-thru.
And he's enjoying a chalupa going, huh.
Hey, Mark, didn't you and I borrow Tim Geiges' truck one day to go to that Del Taco and lock the keys in the truck, and he had to come with his keys and his wife's keys and come and get the truck with us? I think that was you and me.
No, that wasn't me. That must have been you and someone else.
Or maybe Tim and I borrowed someone. Oh, no, that's it. Tim and I borrowed somebody's truck.
You borrowed somebody's truck and locked the keys in the car in a bad neighborhood.
Right there at that Del Taco.
Wow.
Yeah, and someone had to bring their wife's keys and come and get the truck.
Wow.
You're a bad friend.
Brilliant.
Hey.
Friends like you who needs enemas.
Exactly. People who need a clean car.
Is Strokeapalooza continuing? That's a great Jerry Lewis has a stroke, yeah.
Jerry Lewis has a stroke, yeah. Jerry Lewis has like 42 chins. Right? Wait, Jerry Lewis and Dick Clark together, oh, wow. You know?
Calling the cameras faggots.
Yeah.
Okay, and on that note, it's time for a break.
Holy Find crap. The button for the break.
I have the button for the break. So anyway, tell them what they're listening to.
Fill her time.
You're listening to The Break between the next sports show on LV Rocks Radio. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Stop me now, I'm on the highway forever. I'll reach my destination never. Got a highway blue. Me never ever ever get back to you. Got a many million miles to travel. I got 1,030 towns to go through. Highways, dirt roads, gravel. Spent 100 hungry hours to get back to you. I'm on highway forever. I'll reach my destination never. I got a highway blue. May never, ever, ever, ever get back to you.
And yeah.
So it's just you and me.
It's just you and me, baby.
What's up?
How's it going?
How you doing?
Holy cow. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the world's greatest internet radio show. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Murphy. And to my right, Scrappy. And there are some other microphones that are turned on now.
That always helps.
And they're all over the place.
We're the only ones who matter.
Decaf has returned.
Decaf.
And he won't sit over here. Uh-oh. And...
Want your chair back, Decaf?
Stitz is here. And, Dirty Pillows is in the back. She thought we forgot about that, didn't she? Holy cow.
So what's on your
list? What's
loose
on the list? On the loose guideline.
List.
Loose guideline.
The Iowa caucuses.
On the Murphy says it now, bitch, list.
I can leave.
You can, yeah, but will you?
Yeah, he almost did this morning, or this morning, this evening when he got here.
I'm sure he did leave you this morning, but he always comes back.
No, this afternoon when I showed up, it was kind of funny. Mark's like, no, I'm not going to use it. I'm like, all right, I can just go, fine, go then. So I just started walking out. He's like, no, don't go.
No, that's pretty much it, because I'm like, what, you're going to get that pissed off and leave over this? Okay. Well, and I'm like, no, wait, fuck ready. That.
So, James L., Decaf has returned.
Yay.
There we go.
Hello.
There he is. He's alive.
What's up, baby? How you doing? You have fun New Year's Eve with me?
It's all right.
Now, Decaf made the ultimate move. He left a party at about, what time did you leave? About 10:30? To head down to the strip?
Yeah, about 10:30.
Okay, now I've only done New Year's Eve on the strip once. That was like 10 years ago. How was it going down there this year?
It was crowded. It was cold. 500, oh boy.
I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, I know.
I only saw one person getting arrested. How many people do you see?
About 4 people get arrested over there. So where did you position yourself?
You took photos of some bitch vomiting.
I had to take pictures of some chick vomiting.
All right, this is awesome. This is a part. click.
Where'd you put yourself at, Decaf? Where on the strip are you?
I was on Flamingo in front of the Mirage.
Hey, could you? I don't know where the fireworks were at. Where did the fireworks launch off of this year?
know.
The hotels?
All of them?
Most of them.
It was a lot of them. A lot of them have it.
They kind
of
like wire. Yeah,
you got to it before.
You know, they kind of wire up several hotels. They're actually they launched them out of the pool from the glass pool in. And it was just three sprinklers on a bottle rocket.
Like I said, I haven't, like 10 years ago, when I was there, they only did the fireworks off of the MGM Grand that year. So, and it was really windy that year, too. So, well,
you know, and in the year 2000, they really went all out, balls to the wall, and they threw confetti from the tower at the Paris. That's it.
Nice.
So, you know, I mean, yeah, they kind of lackluster.
Mm-hmm. So, did you see any bitches taking their tops off?
Nah, I was... Yeah, I was freezing. I walked from Bahama Breeze all the way down there.
Where's Bahama Breeze at? I don't know what that
way
is.
Way before Colville.
Oh, really?
Paradise.
Ooh, that's as close as you could get?
Well, I mean, I probably could have got closer, but I was like, fuck it, it was just too many cars, so I just pulled over and walked it. Huffed it.
What time did you leave?
About 1:30.
I thought I had the smartest idea.
Oh, hang on a sec here. Just grabbing the... Whoop.
That was a boring story, Cloud. I'm sorry.
No, not at all, dude. He's just interjecting, that's all.
I thought I had the smartest idea for New Year's. I went to long-term parking at the airport, parked, took a cab ride to the Flamingo, and then just partied. And then at like 1 o'clock, I went to the MGM Grand, ate a late dinner, and then I went to get a cab ride. 4 fucking hours. I didn't get home until like 6 in the morning.
Holy so shit. Much for that brilliant plan, Einstein.
So what time
for New Year's, Cloud?
Let's see. I stayed the fuck home and worried about getting called out to the strip for problems. Luckily, my coworkers took care of everything that night. By took care, I mean they couldn't drive anywhere. They had to walk their asses up and down the strip with about 120 pounds of equipment in tow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nice. They're like, what are you doing? Got a job to do. What's up with the cross on your back? Well, you know, give me some nails.
My dad has to work on the strip like every year for New Year's Eve.
Handing out pamphlets.
Man, no.
Okay.
He fixes streetlights.
Wait. Fixes streetlights?
Works on the traffic signals.
Oh, okay.
So he has to take drunken people off of them after they...
Yeah, that's the same thing,
dude. Get off my light!
That was fun.
That's the year I was on the strip was when they asked.
The dude electrocuted himself?
Yeah, and they asked Oscar. Awesome. So, Oscar, what do you think about the people climbing
you
up on the lights?
You see these guys climb up and you hope they get electrocuted.
20 minutes later, boom.
Next day, he's on TV with a hangover apologizing.
Actually, I was watching Channel 8. I noticed that. They did not give Kevin Janison the Oscar duty this year.
Yeah, there was a joke, you know, who was going to pull that one, and someone said Channel 3 had it this year, but I
no one was monitoring Oscar this year, it seemed like.
I think he was kind of left to his own devices. So I think he's worried about his political career after this. I mean, I've gotten several phone calls about, would you vote for Oscar Goodman if he ran for Senate? So I think he's starting to worry about his image and how he's appearing.
Oh,
so.
That's interesting.
Trust me, dude. His image is a hell of a lot better than other people.
You know what? I could see Oscar Goodman getting shit done compared to Harry Reid. Harry Reid's like, we're going to do this. And he gets in there and goes, hey, look, I got a nice office and a lounge chair.
I don't see him as a senator. I think he'd probably do better as like a governor.
Governor of Nevada.
Yeah, because I think he'd be able to have a lot more pull, and I think he'd probably be a lot more welcome as well, right, given the tension between North and South.
Well, I was going to say,
Senate, he'd be lost.
To everybody who's not in Nevada, Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada have this really weird... Northern's all uber conservative.
And rural.
And rural. And Southern pretty much is everybody else, hence Democratic.
AKA people that have full sets of teeth. You ever been to Reno?
No.
Yeah, trust me. There isn't a person up there that doesn't have 7 or 8 teeth missing. Most of them in the front.
Nice. So,
well, you know what? I've only been there in the wee hours of the morning near around the Harris. So yeah, I can't really fault that. Yeah.
So, but talking about politics, I guess the big thing this week was the Iowa caucuses. Kind of interesting how all that came about. The big front runners.
Yeah,
everyone was
funny. 30 years in the planning.
Well, no, I mean, everybody figured that it would be Giuliani or Mitt Romney, especially since Romney...
Oh, fuck Giuliani.
Fuck Giuliani.
And Romney spent, what was it, $7 million?
Of his own money in there, and who wins? The fucking evangelical preacher.
Yeah, and fuck then, Chuck Norris, too.
What?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Oh.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
ruined Chuck an Norris. Internet meme?
No.
No, Chuck Norris supports him.
Yeah, Chuck Norris is a big Huckabee supporter.
Really?
Yeah, Huckabee.
Did you not see the fucking shit for the caucus? And like right there's Huckabee going, ah! And behind him's like, fucking Chuck Norris.
No, serious. I didn't have no clue.
Yeah, Huckabee only got one vote, but it was Chuck Norris, and it was enough to take the state.
Ah!
And then on the other side, everyone was predicting it was going to be Hillary Clinton, but it turned out that it was going to be
Obama.
It was Obama.
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 You know what? We need to ask
that
an Iowan.
That surprised me, too, because, you know, my wife was like, damn, Iowans are racist-ass people. How the hell did he get
any votes?
Wait a
minute. No, we're not.
Iowa is 95% white.
White. 95% white, 80% old, and, like, 60% educated.
Yep.
I'm not shitting you. I mean, farmers don't need to know soil. Grow soybeans this year. That's all they need for education.
So, but we do have a real live Iowan on the phone.
Woo! Joke, Trent, are you there?
Trent, you know very well that Iowa always places in the top three or four of public education in the country.
Absolutely.
Don't pull that. Iowa farmers are stupid crap. Come on.
That's because your entire SAT is, what kind of potato is this?
Oh, see, now there you go.
That you would be Idaho, you dumb fuck.
Where's the drop button at?
Okay, so what kind of corn is this?
Exactly.
Well, there's yellow and Indian.
If it looks like
I haven't lived on a farm since I was five, I would have no idea what corn's what.
Where do they grow candy corn?
I believe that would be in Murphy's poop.
If it looks like a cow but has testicles, should you try and fuck it?
No, but milk it at least twice.
Yeah. Is it Friday night or Saturday night?
That you're going cow tipping?
Or cow fucking, apparently.
What night's your night in the barrel?
So, Jugger, we weren't there, so I'm sure you guys must have been inundated with all kinds of political ads and the shaking babies, kissing hands. How bad was it? I mean, was it every other commercial, every commercial? How bad was the political inundation there?
Yeah, I don't know how many listeners you guys have from Vermont, but if they're listening, run the fuck away. For
don't
the next
you mean
5 days, go away. It's horrible. It's you get 4 or 5 calls a day, usually from Hillary Clinton, and so fuck her. I will never vote for her ever. It's just, the political ads are bad, but the phone calls are the worst thing. We stopped answering our landline entirely because of it.
Well, it sounds like some good opportunities, though. You could at least, you know, have some fun with those Gallup polls that call you up and stuff like that, you know, to really screw with them.
I'm voting for Ron Paul. Sir.
There was one that they said it was from a Democrat,
place.
You know, stats place, but the way that they phrased every question, it was like, which of the candidates, you know, missteps is the most damaging to their, you know, credibility, and they listed like all these horrible things about everybody, and I'm like, this has to be from the Republican Party. Like, there's no way that, you know, the Democrats would phrase things in that way.
Wow.
Interesting.
So, I mean, were they, again, I wasn't there, so I don't know. Were they on TV every 5 seconds on the news? Did they do a lot of, like, live interviews? Were there a lot of stump speeches around?
Oh, yeah. They were everywhere the entire time. They went home for, you know, Christmas, of course. But yeah, it was just nonstop bombardment. And because I was the first state, you know, instead of getting it for a week or two, we got it for about 3 months straight. Yeah.
You know,
so are you blogging? Because according to CNN, you know, everyone with a computer in Iowa is an internet pundit that's blogging.
I haven't blogged for quite a while, unfortunately, but I it wouldn't be about political stuff anyway. But did go to the caucus. I did caucus. I guess it's a verb now.
You did caucus?
Yeah, I caucused. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it should be a verb, but people are using it as a verb, so fuck it. But about 220,000 Democrats went and caucused, did whatever, and about half that for Republicans.
Okay,
that sounds like a made Obama. Word. I'm sorry.
It sounds like a made up word, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, it does. It does. It's kind of like, you know, harassment. You know, it's fucking harassment. Quit playing games. But anyway, so I mean, Obama walked away with the state as we kind of thought he would. And then we had, well, I think 2 Democrats dropped out because they got a 1% or, you know, 0.1%.
Yeah, Dodd and Biden both dropped out. And it's funny because Biden had actually moved his entire family to Iowa, too.
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Hope he gets a refund on that U-Haul truck.
Yeah, I think they're just going to stay here for a while now.
So,
I'm sorry?
So who do you think had a heavier presence there? Was it the Republicans or the Democrats?
Oh, the Republicans. I'm sorry, the Democrats by far. The Republicans, about half that number, so about just over 100,000 for the Republicans went caucusing. I don't know. Still trying to find a way to use that word.
It's like yodeling or caroling.
But there's a funny story about that involving a town that both Trench and I know quite well, Waterloo, Iowa. I don't know if Trench has heard this yet, but the entire county of Blackhawk County, where Trench and I both grew up, basically, they decided to have all the Republicans meet at one junior high school.
Oh, no.
And it caused gigantic traffic problems. Obviously not everybody could get into the one school. So people were just outside for hours and hours, and it was pretty cold last night. And, you know, you guys don't get that in Vegas, but, you know, we have snow. And it was a really bad situation. And the funny thing about that is, you know, usually the Republicans are pretty organized, and it's the hippies on the, you know, for the Democrats that don't have a fucking clue what they're doing. And this time it was the other way around. I mean, that's something I would expect the Democrats to do. You know, like, hey, guys, we'll all just meet here, and it'll all work out.
That's interesting. I was thinking back on something else, too, that you said, because, you know, that takes me back, too, because normally Republicans, you know, they're usually a pretty good political machine there, the GOP. Mm-hmm. But that's interesting, too. You made a mention about the people who were calling it annoying. You said Hillary Clinton's campaign annoyed you the most with the most calls.
Oh, by far. Yeah. It was for every five calls we've got, at least 3 to 4 of them were from her.
So that's kind of funny because what we were hearing on CNN was that the reason she didn't place well was because she was focusing on the national campaign, not on the individual there
right.
in Iowa.
And I'm kind of wondering right there, and you know, without asking your political affiliation, although you did say you strictly would not vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm a Democrat, and I won't vote for Hillary Clinton either.
Yeah, right. Same here.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering, man, do you think maybe that that may have had like a huge impact on a lot of voters in Iowa that were just like tired about having Hillary Clinton harass the shit out of them? Maybe that may have hurt her in her own Democratic community?
I absolutely believe that. I mean, she's kind of a polarizing candidate anyway. Now you start to annoy people, and they're not going to be very forgiving. And a lot of people are excited about Obama, but I have to tell you, if Obama sat there and just, you know, phone bombed my house day after day, I wouldn't vote for him either. So, I think she definitely hurt herself by the her tactics.
That's interesting. Yeah. Something went happened.
Something
in the
happened across the other side of the wall
I have
here.
No idea.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow,
I think her water
so,
broke.
So you know, the thing that surprised me was the fact that Obama did take the win. I was, you know, I mean, yeah, it is Iowa. Iowa's, you know, normally a very conservative state. Very race polarized, if anything. I mean, it was always really weird growing up there, the fact that the race tension was really high, well, especially in Waterloo, Blackhawk County, where you know, Joker and I are from. But it just always seemed very weird last night. Here he's doing his speech. I'm thinking to myself, oh, great. Now we're going to have some, you know, crackheaded, you know, North Cedar fuckhead's going to run and shoot Obama now.
Well, that's where I think if he gets Richardson as his running mate, that will really cancel that out. Because as Dave Chappelle said, the first black president has to get a Hispanic vice president. Because as soon as some white cracker, racist bigot guy, shoots the president, the border's open for everybody.
Oh, jeez.
So I really like Richardson. He's my favorite. But he wasn't he, where we Whoa. Went in
wow.
caucus. God, I still can't fucking get that word.
Bill Richardson is VP. Wow.
I think so. He's got a lot of international experience. I think he would offset Obama's inexperience quite well.
Much like Dick Cheney's business experience offset Bush's naivete, and therefore now look at what we have.
I don't think it offset anything. I think it
I
fueled.
I don't think that's that. Business experience. I just think that's the dark side of the force is all he's fueled.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, I think if those two run as a ticket, it'll be pretty good. But Richardson, where I was at, I don't know if you guys have caucused before, but at least the rules here anyway were you show up to the caucusing place, and you separate into groups on who you're supporting, and you have to have 50 people for your candidate to be viable to proceed to the next step, which is the voting, how many people, you know, for this person, this person, this person.
Right.
And honey, get us in, we're going caucusing this weekend.
It's pretty much what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's so weird. But Richardson maxed out at 46 people, and you needed 50 to be viable. So, I mean, he was just a few people shy of being able to go on to the next step where we were at. So
are there no homeless people you could have bribed?
Homeless people in Iowa?
That's
right.
It,
you
did
freeze outside. I forgot.
No.
We'll trade you. We'll take your snow. You take our homeless.
Yeah, we have a couple of homeless people in downtown Iowa City. They're pretty cool. They're insane and crazy. And
that's
stupid,
like
but they're fun.
We have a couple of them black fellers too. We have a couple of homelesses. We got a couple of them black fellers. I mean, you guys are 95% white, and you basically overwhelmingly elected a black man there. Do you think that's
For the Democrat. I mean,
Do you think that's white guilt, or do you think they actually want to stand behind him?
It's just because there's not a lot of minorities in Iowa traditionally. There's a whole lot more Latino people. We won't call it Mexican because we don't know, but Latino people in the state than when I grew up. In cities like Waterloo,
they're doing the jobs
where Trent and I.
yeah, they are. Them and the Bosnians.
Yeah, well, in a town like Waterloo, where Trent and I grew up, it's a failed factory town. So there's a fair amount of poverty. So I'm not saying that drew black people there, but factory jobs draw anybody. So there's a decent. It's pretty close to 50-50 in Waterloo. Maybe what would you say, Trent? Like 65-35.
I would say that's about right.
Yeah, so I mean, there's pockets. That sounds wrong, but I mean, it's not like we're just white bread America. I mean, we have some diversity. But.
Right, but again, like I said a little bit ago, it surprised me because Waterloo, you know, where I was born and raised and grew up and all that good happy horse shit, very polarized, very polarized. You mm-hmm. know, you had the east side of town and the west side of town, and it was, you know, the race lines were very, very much drawn right on the river, you know.
And that's very true because you told me that Trench before that you went to a high school. It was a war zone, apparently.
Oh yeah, supposedly it was a war zone, and you know we went to the predominantly white high school, and you know what's funny is my father-in-law teaches on the east side, which is the predominant black high school, and I mean, it's just the politics of that little fucking Joker called a failed factory town, very weird and very much. You know, there's a line in the sand, or in the snow in this case.
Yeah.
Were there ever, like, drive-bys on, like, combines and harvesters?
No.
All right. No, come on. I was shot at once on East 4th Street, the worst part of town. I was shot at in the middle of the night.
And that I found awesome. A gun in my front yard when I lived on that side of town.
Yeah.
What'd you do with it?
There's some action going on in that town.
Threw it away. Yeah, it's very weird that, I remember, what was it, back in 89, 90, there was a... supposed Klan march in that town. They had all their permits and everything. They were going to do a Klan march because of something that happened, I forget, in Waterloo. And they were going to have a Klan march.
Duke running for something?
I don't remember. and then all of a sudden, Hell's Angels started showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that the Hell's Angels actually dispersed the Klan.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't get rid of the Hell's Angels for a while. It was like, what the hell?
Well, Waterloo has a very interesting political history even in the last couple of years. Remember the last election in one day, Kerry and Bush were giving speeches in Waterloo a quarter mile from each other.
Yes.
On the same day.
Yep. Well, it's not big.
Yeah. No, that happens a lot, especially in Iowa, because the population is focused in for Iowa, bigger cities, for the rest of town, or for the rest of the country, townships.
Yeah.
But so they hit those same spots, and that it's very common that they'll be in the same town. And even visiting the same places within an hour of each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. Murphy does bring up a good point. We actually kind of semi-joked here at the beginning of the show, saying that Iowans were racist, and I know that I've even embarrassed Trench, lying to people, tell him his uncle's in the Klan, shit like that. yeah, it's a funny story. Going along those lines, a lot of people do get defensive to say, no, Iowa's not racist. Is it possible maybe? Pitching votes towards Barack Obama right now, or Barack
Obama,
Barack Obama.
I've
been in the South for a while.
I'm sorry, how is that guy's campaign slogan not Barack you like a hurricane? That's what I really want to know.
Maybe he
here
got
I am.
Yeah. Maybe he got votes to go ahead by people who wanted to prove how advanced and cosmopolitan Iowa is.
I don't get that sense at all. I mean, I'm also right now I'm living in Iowa City, which is a college town. It's a very progressive, liberal town, but I don't think there's any white guilt associated with voting for Obama. He's charismatic, and that's the exact opposite of what we've had for the last 7 years. And I think it's definitely attributed to him, and not, we want to show that we can mess up the future caucuses by putting Obama first, for some reason.
Well, Iowa does have the history, though. It's only elected in all of its caucusing glory, has only picked the presidents twice, technically. And both times kind of fucked up, in my opinion. Carter and then Bush.
Now, also remember
Well, actually, you're talking about the second Bush, I take it, right?
Yes.
Because actually what happened was the first...
Little Bush.
Yeah, big Bush. or I guess you say old Bush. Old
Papa Bush
actually... Yeah.
No, that'd be the Golden Girls.
Yes. Actually placed third in the caucus back in, was it 1987?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did. Placed third and then went on to take New Hampshire.
Huh. So we'll see. All right. So,
maybe there's hope for Hillary.
Any other questions for our Joker in Iowa?
Yeah, how cold is it there today?
Today was warm. It got up into the 30s.
Ooh.
And tonight?
Oh, shit. It's probably going to dip down into the 20s. I'm sure it's already there now.
Did you already bring the cows inside? I know they don't like that kind of weather.
Yes, because everybody lives in the farm. You're right.
And with that, thanks, Joker. Thanks for calling in. And,
that's not right.
We call that pulling what are you a crunch.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I was hoping for a witty retort, man.
Oh, no. So, you know, the caucus is interesting. One thing that was interesting Toe pointed out in the chat room is that Clinton didn't even come in second.
No, third. No, behind third. Edwards.
Third behind third. Edwards, of all things. The ambulance chaser came in second. That's amazing. Chasing a black man.
Whoop, whoop. Thank God.
I know.
Thank God
not,
that black men get chased
no.
by a white man.
Thank what? God that
we have our resident little conservative here.
Yeah, uber conservative. Who
for
knew?
A second, I'm not conservative. I'm just anti-Hillary.
Okay, then when the caucus is coming up, I assume you're going to go a caucus in. That's the way it shall be referred to from henceforth.
Caucus.
Going a caucus in. Who are you going to caucus for?
I don't know. I know who I do not want to vote for.
So by process of elimination.
I do not want to be president, but I have yet to figure out.
Ron Paul.
No.
That
who actually got 10%, but they never showed it. He got 10% of the fucking Republican vote.
Okay. That's because the mainstream media is holding him back.
Okay. So white Republican.
Yep.
Independent. Excuse me. $20 million gets 10%. In the year 2000, what was the name of the black Republican who ran in Iowa as an independent? With less than 120,000?
That was, fuck.
Yeah, you know who
was
I'm talking
Keys?
About. Yeah, Keys.
Thank you, yes.
14%.
Alan yeah. Keys.
So it just goes to show you that $20 million isn't going to help you.
No.
No. Does he have to give that money back?
No, I think he's actually going to be keeping that and laughing his ass to the bank on.
Jesus, that's kind of like the political producers.
That is. That absolutely is. You know, he basically got all this money, did his little song and dance, got 10%, and said, okay, well, I can't win here. I've got to go buy.
That's an awesome idea.
You want to raise $10
million? Why not, dude?
All right.
So I guess by that uncomfortable silence, it's time to take a break.
Sure.
It's a great cue. You got nothing to talk about? All right.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break on this one, and we will be back.
got a fleet at sea. She got a submarine. I call it my John C. She got a moto gate. She got a monorail going coast to coast. I own a campaign trail. She got nothing wrong. She got the whole wide world singing baby song.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, www.spankwagon.net. We want to thank Joker for giving us a call in a little earlier. Also want to remind everybody, if you want to call in too, 1-866-587-6257 or... Not as loud. Okay, Brad. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. So we want to hear from you.
LV-ROCKS. So I want to talk a little bit more about the caucuses, because we did hear Joker's opinion on things, and we have our caucus, because we're going to go a caucus in.
A caucus in.
We have our caucus coming up here January 19th, I want to say.
Oh, man.
Boy, I thought it was the 14th.
It's something. I don't know. It's in January.
Well, Ron Paul has a second chance.
All right, America.
And let's talk about, I mean, who you guys are going to go a caucus in for. I'm really interested to hear this. I mean, Trench?
Well, I think I mentioned this on the show. I know I mentioned it during our little break. But I actually have re-registered myself as independent because I have no freaking clue. I don't know who I want to go for. And I don't want to vote. I don't want my vote to be... anybody but kind of a vote. You know, I'm not voting for person X because I don't want person Y. Well, I don't want to have person X.
And I think that, you know, I think you're probably right on that because it is hard to choose. You know what I mean? It's not so clear cut. It is an election where there's like a lot of candidates that are all wishy-washy. They're flipping. Everyone's saying one thing, then they say something else. So I can understand you going independent. But, you know, but me being a liberal, I'm going to have to go. The Democrat is just how I was raised. It's just how it is, you know.
I'm not changing my party affiliation because I've changed my political view.
Oh, no, you don't have to change your party.
I thought
no,
you said you registered as an independent.
I did.
So you did change your party affiliation, technically.
No, but not my political view. I don't know where I'm going. I mean, I'm not Joe Lieberman independent, if that's what you're trying to say.
If you had to vote tomorrow, who would you vote for?
That's just it. I don't have
so
that answer.
So you wouldn't vote.
I'd probably fucking vote. Stay home if I had to vote tomorrow.
So are you going to like do a lot of research before the caucuses? Or
that's the plan.
Doesn't really fucking matter anyway, but you know, I normally vote by whose name I think is cool.
So whose name do you think is cool?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I hate the movie I Heart Huckabees, so I don't want to vote for Mike Huckabee.
Okay, well, on that note, DK, I mean, you're a hardcore liberal, and I think this year it's actually the liberals have the hardest time picking a candidate because, I mean, you can go one way liberal and say, hey, we could have a black president, or you can go the other way liberal and say we could have a woman president. And then you've got, you know, like Kucinich, and you've got a couple of other people who are making a good case for things.
Kucinich, who has a hot fucking wife.
And yeah, who said...
Who are you voting for?
And by the way, that's the other thing. He said that if... Kucinich said, if you don't vote for me, vote for Obama.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, being in the situation I am, you know, most people are going to tell me that I, you know, automatically vote, you know, vote for a black president.
I would figure
is,
that,
you know,
yeah.
Which is, you know, historically wise, it is good. But the whole thing is the overall. Now... I know they did take Iowa. I know he did take Iowa. But is he really convincingly going to take most of the country? I just don't see it. I just don't see it happening because I just don't see so many states choosing a black man to be a president. And it's the same thing for a woman. It's like I don't see so many states choosing a woman for a president. So it's kind of like what we're going for, you know, as a, you know, in the Liberal Party, what we like to see women and minorities advancing is kind of difficult because you have to get over that, you know, over that hump. And I think if it's going to happen, it's going to be, it would be this year over any other year.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me you vote based upon racist and sexist
notions?
No,
he's saying he's not voting on racist.
When did I say that? All I said.
Because you want to see women and minorities get ahead.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see historically someone of a different race be president or a woman be president?
I don't give a shit what color, sex, or whatever they are. I don't care if I had a psychotic fucking transsexual.
I'm not saying that's the best thing. That is, you know, that's not the best thing to slice bread. I said it would be nice to see. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? I could agree with you on that.
I'm not going to be we need a black president, so we're going to vote, you know.
But why?
But
a
I
lot
mean,
of,
because
a lot
it'd be
of
good to have
like,
variety.
I need a female president. And why? I'm like, but why?
Because,
like,
well, we're the only civilized nation that hasn't had a woman leader.
We've had 43 white men presidents.
So?
You know what I'm saying? It's like... you know, do you want to change? Is it time for change? Maybe let's see what someone else other than being from a white background will do.
The right change.
I don't understand what the background will have to do for any of it. Because let me tell you something right now. Skin color aside, man, let me tell you. Or actually, include, doesn't matter what it is. You'll be fucking
greedy.
You can
sit here.
It's 43 rich white men.
Now, you can sit here and you can tell me this, you know, oh, well, it's not as good. You know, white president, black president, whatever, race doesn't matter. Race always matters. Race is always
going to
matter.
Well, race and sex is always going to matter.
It's always going to matter. And that's why a lot of women don't like Hillary, because women don't like women generally. They don't like seeing women advance. It's a bad stereotype, yes. Murph. And a lot of black people vote for black people. It's a stereotype, yes, but it's true. It's true for a reason. You know, okay. It's not.
Okay, guys, we have a caller. So, caller, go ahead.
I just want to say hi to everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Interesting topic tonight.
Thank you.
Do you think America is ready for a minority?
No.
Do I think America is ready? I think America is ready for a president that's going to get shit done.
Now, America always chooses who they want to choose, but
America doesn't fucking choose shit, man. Joseph Stalin said it best: the person who fucking makes a vote doesn't matter for shit.
It's the person who counts
does,
the vote
that counts it does.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Good point.
This country is not ready for a minority president or a woman.
Why?
I'd be very shocked if it happens.
Well, caller, what are you? Do you think we're ready?
I believe we're looking for any hope at this point.
So just anybody, like, oh, God, desperate, let's just try anything now.
Yeah, so they want a Democrat in office, I'm sure.
You know, caller, I got to ask you something. Who are you going to vote for?
I'm not sure yet. I'm a Democrat, but I'm not sure right now. I'm going to wait till I hear everything.
You don't have anyone right now?
Yeah. Right now, I'm leaning towards Barack.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, you see, that's just it. People are voting, and it's getting to be that emotional vote because maybe they are looking for the, let's just go the extreme, excuse my use of the word extreme, but, you know, go for the black president or go for the woman president.
No, it's not. I'm not going for that. I'm going for a Democrat.
Yeah.
And I'm going for someone that's looking for a change.
I think
it mostly go down party lines. See, that's the thing, is the first thing, especially conservatives, want to do is tell me that you're just going to vote for a black president just because it's black.
That's not true
because I voted for white presidents.
Good point.
But the case is that it's a Democrat and his party, and we do need, as a Democratic Party, a change, and the Democrats do need to take the presidency back. So, I mean, it's a lot of candidates, and I haven't decided if I'm going to go for Hillary or Barack.
I haven't decided either.
And, you know, being a black man, it doesn't matter. I'm not just going to vote for him because it's something I like he says and something I like that Hillary says.
Okay, now let me ask this one question then. If you're going to vote among fucking party lines, what good has that done with us in Congress?
Nothing.
Exactly. You vote along party lines because, oh, the Democrats can do that or the Republicans can do this. And look what's happened here. We get all those Democrats and we get the Democratic majority in Congress and they do nothing.
I think, caller.
Well, they can't really do anything with the president being a Republican. You know, what more can they do?
Oh, they
can. Actually, you know what? She's damn straight right. They can't.
Everybody vetoes everybody else.
Yeah.
There's no,
it doesn't even matter. Look at the current presidency, okay? Everything we were taught about checks and balances when we were kids in school has been thrown out because of quote-unquote presidential privilege. Override everything in the name of another quote-unquote national security. So it doesn't matter. I think personally, you know, and this is the thing, you know, I don't know anything about Barack Obama or Obama.
Obama.
I don't know his name.
Yes. Apparently, you know shit.
You
did you even know he was black?
Yes, I know he was black.
Okay.
You know, I think.
No, you know, the thing about it is, it's like, I think what we definitely need is, you know, I don't need somebody who's, you know, going to go ahead and, you know, screw things up, but we do need somebody who's going to go in and do a radical change and have to go through and bust up a lot of the cronyism, especially.
Do you think, honestly, that Congress is going to have a radical change?
No.
Thank you.
We've already proven now that there is no chance of a radical change. We have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic Senate, and they still can't get anything done. I think the caller and Decav, I think you guys are absolutely right, that the American public is ready for a change. I think part of the American public is ready for a minority or a woman president because it's seen as that much of a change. And on the Republican side, that's why they're looking at guys like Ron Paul as, I hate to say it, as a viable candidate. And even like Huckabee, I don't think Mitt Romney stands a chance in whichever hell I think the Mormon Bible tells him to believe in. But I think that the American public is ready for a change. And
definitely.
I hope, I haven't identified with a candidate yet, but it's kind of my own fault for not really paying attention. But I hope America identifies with someone who will bring about a lot of change.
And to you, Trencher, I know I hate going down No, judging it by party line. And I, you know, I hate that it's a Republican or a Democrat as a party line. I know what you mean by that. You know, why do people pick strictly on party lines? But part of it is the way you grew up, is the way your parents are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's taught to you. You see it. You learn it. And mm-hmm. you do kind of choose a side. It's kind of hard not to choose a side and not to be favorable to a side. Right. Now, if you haven't had a heavy influence on you on either side, like I have, I can see where you may sway. You know, it's a percentage of a lot of, you know, in this country where people sway in between. And those are the votes that, you know, your Democrats know who they're going to get for votes, and Republicans know who they're going to get for votes. But it's the swinging votes, you know, which side are you going to pull it in? Those are the votes that really matter. It's people like you is going to make the election.
I'm going to disagree with that, though. The reason I'm going to disagree with that is because, you know, typically, as we've seen, like with the last election, quote unquote, vote or die with Puffy and everything, I think what happened was instead of like dragging out Democratic voters, I think Republicans have much stronger voters. And I think when that came about that, oh, my God, we could go ahead and kick George Bush out of the White House and all hell will break loose because gay people get married, which was the big factor, I think, in that one, in that case. What happened was it sparked Republicans to vote more than Democrats.
But it was a close race, and Kerry was a terrible candidate.
He was a terrible candidate.
Everything you say.
Yeah, Kerry was the worst possible candidate over there. Caller, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yes, I do. Okay. Tune in to the Kerry Sisters Thursday night, 7 p.m. on LV Rocks.
How'd I know that was you, V?
How are you?
How are you doing, sweetie? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I know.
Okay, well, we're going to continue on our discussion. Kerry Sisters, every Thursday night here on LV Rocks. Thanks for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right,
bye-bye. Yeah, America is ready for a change.
I think personally, what has to be done is, I think there needs to be some radical stuff. I mean, you know, we have to worry, you know, about, you know, having somebody too radical. But if we have somebody that's, you know, just right, the odds of the kind of shit that they have to overcome are not going to be, you know, enough. I think personally, yeah, when it comes to an energy policy, I think we need some radical Carterism to go ahead and say, hey, we're going to finally reduce everything. And I think maybe Democrats should consider pulling some Bush tactics to go, well, guess what? Presidential privilege for the Democratic president to override, you know, lawsuits and shit brought about by car companies and oil companies to switch to alternative energy policies. I think we need some radical stuff like that.
So do you think they should break up all these special interest groups? You think not only is it even possible, because the special interest group is what put the people in the fucking office.
Yeah.
So you can't backhand who feeds you. You know what I'm saying? Well, if all these people feed you, can't backhand them and say, no, I don't like what I'm going to do an energy policy, even though you're big on oil. You know what I'm saying? Reform. You know, you have to back who pushed your ass in office.
Right. And I think the viable way to do a lot of this, what we have to be done is, you know, instead of, you know, going ahead and quitting everything cold turkey, I think what we need to do, as a not only Democrat but a capitalist economy, I think what we need to do is we need to make alternative energies viable for corporations. I think if we make corporations bend to our will, we'll be there. Because I think otherwise we're going to have a real risk with this country probably within the next 20, 30 years or so after we see Social Security bankrupting the government because of all these baby boomers. We may see some hard times ahead, and we may see some inner strife in the damn country.
Well, I think I just want to go to something that the chat room said here. Toe brought up. He says, they were having conversations. I think on the whole, most Dems could really be reasonably happy with any three of their top candidates. And then talking about change, he went on to say, that's pretty much how I feel. I lean against Hillary largely on principle, but not liking the whole Bush-Clinton, you know, political dynasty like business. We need someone with a clean slate. We need to start over again from scratch. And I think that's where Obama really does represent that for the Democrats.
Well, where do most people get their education from? TV and the news. Most people get it from the news. And the only people like CNN is the Clinton Network, the Clinton News Network. You're going to get Clinton. You get 24 hours Hillary Clinton on CNN. Bill Clinton get 24 hours, too, when he was in presidency. You know, the presidency. Fox is Bush this, Bush that. They call him Sir Bush, Mr. Bush, my favorite president, Bush.
Yeah.
I want to stroke your fucking cock, Mr. Bush. Fox all day. So when you have that, and people are tuning in and watching that shit 24 hours a day, the only thing they're going to think is, that's exactly what it
you
is.
You know, just like that letter that
and that's the truth.
Just like that letter that was written where the lady's like, you should be ashamed of yourself for calling, you know, Bill Clinton Mr. President. I'm going back to watching Fox News because you got that wrong. Like, I played it, what, 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
Yeah,
you're really thinking Scrappy.
And,
I'm good.
No, I want to hear your political views on that. All of us are pretty much leaning to the left here.
I knew it.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Come on.
I really don't. I'm same here with Trench. I don't know. I don't want Hillary Clinton to be president.
Why against Hillary?
I'm so against her.
Why?
On a personal bystander.
Vagina issues? And
No. Like, ever since, and I'll be perfectly honest, since elementary school, like, I've had teachers tell me, you'd be the first woman president, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I'm so keen on, like, first woman president. That's so cool, but not her. Like, just...
Just not her?
Not
but no, you have to give some justified reasons. Why?
There has to be a justification for this.
On a personal level, I don't think she's fit to run our country.
Why not?
She can't even run her marriage.
Why not?
On a personal level.
There you go.
On a personal level, but on other levels, y'all know I'm not for socialized medicine. We've been through that.
Okay, and, now you get to the real point.
Now, as far as socialized medicine.
The marriage shit, that's not politics.
No, that is. You're right. It's not politics, but if you know anything about psychology,
Abraham Lincoln's wife went fucking nuts, and he's still considered one of the greatest presidents. So
Abraham Lincoln's wife went nuts.
But did Abraham Lincoln's wife run for presidency? It's a different thing.
I don't think that matters.
Wait.
Back then, she couldn't even vote.
No. So who was it? The wife had to run the president's office for
Woodrow Wilson.
Wilson, thank you.
Because Wilson got sick.
Went to a fucking tarot card reader.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. Nancy Reagan did run it when Georgie got shot.
When Reagan got shot. Reagan. Yeah, I think if Reagan died, it was going to be the Secretary of the Interior was going to be president.
No, Bush would have been.
Well, when I was on my
you never saw that. They had like the fucking interview. Who the hell was that, dude? It's like one of the secretaries said that at this moment he was in charge of the United States during a press conference. It's like, what about, the president?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense, and he ended up, after Reagan came back to office, he ended up being forced to step down for mental duress, something like that.
Well, I think the caucuses are going to be interesting. I'm shocked, honestly, to see Obama and Huckabee won. I thought Giuliani and Clinton.
You know what? Let's talk about Huckabee's win. I'm not shocked by Huckabee.
Neither am I.
Because of the evangelical overtones, he nailed Iowa in their religious. Yes. You know, they're that like seventh pole punched in a fat guy's belt or a thin guy's belt, but they're there in the Bible Belt, whether they want to admit it or not.
As far as Giuliani. No one likes fucking
911. 911. 911.
No one likes obnoxious New York.
911.
Well, there's another thing too.
That's all he fucking talks.
He should have gone over well there. I mean, he is fucking his cousin after all.
Oh no! Wait till we get to the Arkansas primary.
I was going to say Kentucky.
Down. Or maybe the Kentucky secondary. I don't know. Yeah.
But no, he's an obnoxious fucking New Yorker. No one likes him.
But the thing is, most of all, Clyde, he is getting told that he's a hero for 9/11 for doing his fucking job. You're the bear.
Yeah, exactly.
If a firefighter goes into a burning building and saves a baby, he's not a hero.
No, that's the hero. That's who I would vote for president.
Okay, hold on.
That's his job.
There's a difference between going into a burning building and sitting behind a desk and signing paperwork.
Okay, but that's his fucking job.
That is his job.
His job does not entail him.
Actually, it is not.
You know what? You know what? The interesting thing is, he tried to say that he was there to save everyone after 9/11. I'm sorry.
He was not.
Stop saying 911.
911.
911.
I don't care. look. Here's another thing. Look
Obama.
At the advertisement.
Obama.
But you know what, though? He did a lot for fucking New York.
He didn't.
He cleaned up Times Square.
Yeah, he got rid of the prostitutes and brought in the Disney store. Congratulations.
I think all the cops shoot all the black people you can fucking see.
They're still shooting under Bloomberg.
That's not true. Some black people got plungers in their ass.
A Haitian got a plunger up his ass and can't shit for the rest of his life.
Okay, now.
What did he do wrong?
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second.
It's the platform he's running on is wrong.
Hold on. Let's bring Scrappy's own argument to this. So since Hillary can't maintain her marriage, she's not fit to be president, right?
No.
I said, scrap.
I did say, and that's on a personal level.
Okay, so there we go.
But
that's all I needed. Thank you. Okay, so.
That's not the only reason.
Excuse me. That's all I needed. You do realize that not only was Rudy running around the city, having the police protect, escort, and chauffeur his mistress around, his mistress is his cousin. His second cousin.
You realize this, right?
He's the only mayor in New York history to get divorced while in office. He had to move out of the mayor's mansion and into an apartment on like Fifth Avenue because his wife took the house.
I'm not. I never once said. Now wait.
9/11.
No, 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 9/11. 9/11. No, 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 no. He did a lot. Okay. Shh. If y'all want me to talk on a serious note, did I ever say that he was fit to be president?
No,
did that ever come out of my mouth that I said I would even consider voting for Giuliani for president?
The logic, though, that a marriage implies that you're not able to collectively run a large organization like a government.
No, but, you know, okay.
Because, you know, the government doesn't come home and act like a bitch to you, dude.
Personally.
Yes, it does. It's called income tax, Ron Paul.
On a woman level, why women are voting for a woman because she's a woman, but a woman who couldn't even leave her husband... okay, women are like, she's a woman,
stand
so I'm voting for her.
Stand by your man.
But she couldn't even leave this motherfucker after he publicly fucking got his dick
because
sucked.
Because he is
it wasn't in public.
Because two reasons. One, he's the fucking president. He's the president of the United States. How are you going to find a better man? And second, and
but
second.
That's bullshit.
No. And
how
second,
do you get 50% of the country?
And second.
Do we need a woman, a president
and
at
second,
all?
And second, if it wasn't for him, would she have launched her political career anyway?
More importantly,
exactly.
But you know what? That's right. That's after he's sucked.
Why are you wasting somebody who
needs her a chance to respond
to fucking lean on? The only reason why she's still with him is so she has a shot at all.
But the American
public, if he wasn't the president, if he was anything, that she'd still be with someone who.
Just remember though. This is the American public that's giving her that shot.
No.
All right. Let's go ahead. Let me give you a little fuel.
You have to seriously consider this. You're telling another person how to live their life. Isn't that fucked? I mean, how do you know she doesn't love this man? Seriously, that's really fucked up.
How do you know she's not a lesbian and is just using the marriage as a sham?
But more importantly,
sir, we found a snook in her snit.
I don't care how much I love somebody. They cheat on me. I don't care if you're fucking God himself.
But that's you. That's not her. You can't make that kind of judgment call to another human being.
No, but what I'm trying to say is she doesn't have the fucking balls that
of course not, she's a woman.
You know, to fucking leave her husband after he fucking did that. How is she gonna run the country if she can't run
a
marriage?
Now hold on a sec. That's Senator Craig, okay, the Republican senator from Ohio?
Idaho.
Who
God Iowa, Idaho, and Ohio. Get them right.
Her husband pled guilty to soliciting sex from another man in a bathroom. Okay? She didn't leave her husband. She's still standing next to him, and he pled guilty.
But is she about to run our country?
What if she was?
Then I would not be personally wanting her to be our president.
Oh, you're absolutely right. No one can make a mistake. Everybody has to be so
totally
pristine
cool.
and perfect.
But you're holding
you know
someone's
what?
Personal life
if
against
you can't,
them.
Yeah, that's all psychology, dude. If
okay,
you can't,
okay. So what if you can't keep your car on the road? And you smash into, I don't know.
So how many failed relationships
have
you
had? Hold on. Say, you can't keep your car on the road in a rainstorm, and you smash into another car that just happens to contain your ex-boyfriend.
Wow, what a fucking coincidence.
Yeah.
Then you're an Arizona beauty queen
really cool.
at this point.
Would you ever vote for that person?
But that's an accident,
isn't would
it?
You? Well... The
details
accidents happen. Okay, you do realize that this
you're
is the president's wife, Laura Bush, slammed into another car on a rainy night that just happened to contain her ex-boyfriend, who she just had a very violent breakup with 6 weeks previous. You do realize she's pushing the president's agenda on children's health care, right?
Oh God, and they're fucking ruining health care for children.
Okay, Laura Bush killed another man.
Okay,
accidentally.
She's not doing very well in keeping her personal life together, right?
That's an accident, though. No, there's a difference between saying I'm going to stay with my two-timing loser-ass husband.
Okay.
So maybe Bill Clinton. Maybe Bill Clinton had a rash. Yeah. Monica Lewinsky tripped, accidentally
right,
fell.
Wait! I'm going to end this right now, Claude. I'm invoking one thing, and you know this one from a party from several years ago. My wife cheated on me 6 years ago.
Oh, dude, why did you?
Wow.
I have a 3-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. You called
that
a thunder.
Okay.
What's wrong with my wife now?
What do you mean, what's wrong with your wife? Your wife cheated on you, so
I'm sticking with her.
What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with me?
Is he not capable to run the show?
But the show is different than the United States of America.
The question is, did you even know? But you still, did you even know that that's happened to him? No.
No.
The entire city of Boston is spinning out at this point.
That's how fucked your logic is.
But, so if a person...
But no, but you guys aren't understanding. I'm saying this on a personal level. I mean, like, there's so much more that I don't agree with her on a,
wow.
You know...
So, Trencher, you don't have the balls to
I don't
leave your
balls
wife.
To leave my wife.
You don't have your shit together.
Do you know how many legislators have committed murder and it's been an accident?
Okay.
There's quite a few.
Chunderly.
Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy. Hey, that was an accident. Ted Kennedy. The guy's been, I'm sorry, as a Democrat, I have to say this. He's been one of the better legislators we've had in this country.
But go ahead and prove that it's not an accident. Lately. I mean, like, I don't see how that relates.
Sweetie,
like,
there
no,
are,
on a serious note.
He was drunk driving.
He was drunk driving,
okay,
and a lot of people.
That's not an accident. That's you're fucking
off
stupid
bridge,
for drinking and driving.
A bridge.
But.
He forgot to help her out.
Where's my Dixie horn?
He's been elected how many times since then? He's been reelected, what, 3 times since
oh,
then?
Oh, God, it's been insane.
4 times?
Oh, God, decades.
And you guys have to remember, too, is this is my first election. I've never voted before.
I know, and you're doing it all wrong.
But no.
Friends
but
don't
no.
let friends vote Republican.
I don't even know if I'm voting Republican.
Well, then, look, do us all, do
I
your country a favor.
I just know I don't want her.
Do your country a favor. Keep your mind open and don't hold people's personal lives and personal choices against them as a legislator and as a leader.
You're right. Like, evolution doesn't exist for Ron Paul.
Yeah. Did you see those videos? That was great. If you don't believe in evolution, raise your hand. And he sat there at the Fox debate sitting on his hand. Then the next day... No, I don't believe in evolution. It's a theory. It's unproven. It's like, you dumb son of a bitch. You just can't admit shit, can you? Take your $20
hey,
million
like
dollars
Clinton,
in your
blue. Clinton, you know, the reason I don't want to vote for Clinton, I won't be voting for Clinton, you ask her a question, and then she has this sort of pyramid or circle. No, she has this, wait, hold on. She has this pyramid or circle response.
Perfect example of that, when she, Senator for New York, asked who she would like to see to win in an interleague game, Mets or the Yankees. She couldn't give an answer.
Couldn't give an answer.
Something simple like that. Unless
but Giuliani
staged.
Couldn't give an answer
the only
either.
Answers she can give are staged questions.
Welcome to the world of politics, sweetheart. President Bush had
all
answers
sent
to him
yeah.
in an earpiece in the last debate with Kerry.
Yeah,
all right?
I mean, yeah. if you saw in the back, he had this little square in his back. He wasn't a transformer by chance. No, what it was is he had a microphone pack.
A NASA scientist over the Christmas vacation on his own time using software that he's developed to identify what bumps on Mars are, identified exactly what that thing in the president's back was. And it's an IFB. It's the same little earpiece you see newscasters have.
Or the Secret Service.
Well, no, the Secret Services are much cooler than IFB.
They have
anyway,
geez.
So look, do your country a favor. Keep your mind open and don't necessarily put personal feeling into things. Just like with Decaf over here, just because he's a black man doesn't necessarily mean he's going to vote for Obama.
I just want to ask a question right here. Have you ever made mistakes in your life?
No, I totally have. But
okay, have you ever learned from them?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Next year, you're going to be a completely different person. 10 years from now, you'll be an even different person. People do make mistakes. They learn from them.
Yeah, but that's
and I would love you to say, not unless you put
totally
a hole in me.
I'm totally about, and
I be
you
one
guys
of those
have
mistakes?
To understand
Can
this.
Can I be one of those mistakes?
I'm a very independent, strong woman, and I'm for independent, strong women. And that's not a sign of strength. And a sign of strength, however it may come, leaving your husband if
You're
he does something
absolutely
shitty.
Right. Staying committed to a person, staying with them, holding those vows that you're supposedly sacred, sticking to your word. Yeah, that's a pretty bad thing to be.
There.
But oh,
there.
I don't know.
But
there.
He did
Let me
though.
Tell you.
God
Let
told me
you.
To invade Iraq.
Us,
that wasn't a great
the
idea
thing
either.
Is, all of us has 10 years on you. And then that 20 to 30 mark, a lot of fucking shit has happened. And your life is going to change, like Claude said, multiple fucking times. So you may end up in a relationship where you had 3 kids and you don't know if your husband's cheating or not. But are you financially able to even leave the marriage? Or is he not as bad as you may think he is? Are you going to be in denial?
Or maybe you want him to bring this other woman home and you guys can both fuck her. There's world of possibilities out there, sweetheart.
It's always options.
By the way, if you're into that, my car's right outside. We'll be on our way home soon.
Just to really throw a scientific monkey wrench into this right there, the human brain does not stop developing. Like, you know, you grow and you go through puberty, et cetera, and your body normally about 18 to 20 stops, you know, growing, but you get your final shapes maybe at about 22, like for noses, things like that. That's why they make you pull them.
Can you possibly believe that
your brain won't stop growing and maturing until you're about 27 or so. That's scientifically proven.
Stops at 17.
And that's usually about the time when you really discover who you are and what is in life. So, yeah. you've still got a way to go. And believe me, there is shit right now you will look back on and go, how the fuck could I ever have believed in that? Or how could I ever have done this or that?
Trust me, I got a lot of that shit.
Me too.
But can I just one word on the caucuses specifically? Just been a lot of
say caucus
about,
again. It sounded sexy.
We're going to go a caucusing.
How much justification there's been for one person winning.
It's like
or
dogging, I think, in England.
Usually
going
these situations, it's just the simplest answer. People just want change, and other people just want the status quo. And I think you see that with both Huckabee and Obama. People want the
get
same.
On the mic. Get on the mic, dude.
People want another 4 years of a Bush-style, strong religious government, or they want 4 years of a liberal, dramatically changed government. And I think that's what you really saw. That
libs.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, even saying that, I have a feeling no matter who we vote for, it's not going to change all that much.
It's all about what the special interest groups want.
Thank you.
It's the American way. It really is the special interest control.
That's awesome,
parties.
Dude. That's a fucking
way.
Great idea.
The greatest thing
we shouldn't donate to campaigns. We should form our own special interest groups.
the best thing that could ever happen for America is to go to a parliamentary government.
No. Dude, they'll never go for the wigs.
I'm not wearing a fucking wig.
Higgy on the floor.
You know what, Scrappy? I want to give you homework.
Oh,
this
shit.
Week.
Please. No.
No, 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 no.
Wait. She can't even sign up for spankwagon.net. You think
I lost my password.
No, that's the webmail. I want you to go.
I lost that thing that you gave me.
And I want you to just find any candidate. Doesn't matter what side they're on. Doesn't matter. Just find a candidate. Read their where they stand on things. Do some research. Just one candidate. Mm. Take your pick. Anyone. I don't care who it is.
Close my eyes.
Well, as long as it's not Ron Paul.
Just
let her
pick Ron Paul.
Screw you.
Let her pick
I'm
going
to do it just to fuck. Right.
Choose Ron Paul.
All right, choose Ron Paul. Oh, you will not debate Ron Paul with me because you won't win. The guy is a fucking lunatic.
I had it.
Ron Paul has a good
idea. I could debate Ron
Paul. No, he doesn't.
Hold on. Shut up. I could debate Ron Paul with Merv up until he goes, I don't believe in evolution. Fuck you. You lose. Have a nice day.
Oh, he's more than not believing in evolution. I mean, the guy wants creationism taught in school, but he also wants school vouchers so you can go to a religious school where evolution and biology just won't be taught.
Yeah, it's well. I'm okay.
Really?
With that.
Really, that's I did not know that.
Like, he's a big backer of school vouchers.
The problem is, he did vote for No Child Left Behind, which to me is like the most abhorrent law ever.
In theory, left behind. In theory, No Child Left Behind.
In Vegas,
great
they're left behind in the car.
No children left funded.
That's it exactly.
The driveway, the rented car.
Do some research. Pick a candidate. Doesn't matter who it is. Do some research.
What do you mean
next
you own
week,
a U-Haul?
I want to hear your opinion on this one candidate.
Truckload of lotion.
While you jump up and down and do jumping jacks. I just want to hear.
Actually, that's why I'm standing. Their hair's just kind of cressing into there. It's great.
Oh, you should have seen it. We grabbed Decaf's phone and took a nice cleavage picture for him.
That was of your ass.
No, just now.
Oh, okay.
And it was.
Can
it
I get that mailed to me?
Beautiful.
Thanks.
No. What? Speaking of mail to you.
It didn't go through.
It didn't go through?
Still same problem.
We'll find a way to post it.
Yeah, it will go up on the website.
There is a video.
Is it Tub Girl?
No.
It close.
Two girls, one cup. No. There is a video of a certain...
Tub Girl, one bowl?
There's a certain video of a certain Spankwagon co-host prancing around singing Britney Spears karaoke.
And for once, it wasn't me.
And there's a video of this, and we have it. It does not exist solely on a phone. Oh, no. It is on the interweb.
I can get it to you from a camera too. And Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
dude,
and,
he was on Fat Albert.
Wait, there's some Stevie Wonder as well. We're gonna need that.
I'm a dancer like a Britney.
I'm a dancer like a Britney.
So we're gonna post that here on a.
I was truly liberal in New Year's.
Yes, you were
truly loose.
I was thought I was in a Massachusetts party, boy.
By the way, if anybody hasn't paid attention to the news while I've been listening to Spankwagon, I heard on the way over here, yes, Britney is actually been checked in for 72 hours.
72 hours cycle. There you go, baby.
Losing custody of her children. Hey, there's
Bazaar.
You know, I'm
but yet you
think
listen to her music.
Wants.
Yes, you do.
I do, actually, but I was in dance. Actually, I haven't really recently, but no, when I was in dance, we danced a lot for her. Before she became a crackhead.
Isn't she sweet? I love in dance.
So because she became a crackhead, you like her songs less?
Boy,
no,
storm.
I like them more. No, I'm just kidding. But I think she's trying to lose custody.
If you like crackheads, listen to the Pointer Sisters.
I really think
I got a new attitude.
Her
Patti LaBelle.
Plan
she has
there.
Diabetes.
I'm sorry, you really think what?
I think that she's trying to lose custody of those kids.
What?
I can see it.
Her plan.
She's subconsciously sabotaging herself because she knows she can't deal with parenthood.
I think she's just fucking goddamn crazy.
Right, wait, wait. I think Mama Spears, because I don't know her mom's name. I think Mama Spears done but fucked up twice. How many kids did you have actually?
I don't know.
Okay,
don't know.
Every
how many
kid
can you fit in a double wide?
Up.
I don't know. all their daughters are whores.
I heard that Britney gave for Christmas her sister
her children
a bottle of JD.
She should have given her a fucking diaphragm.
I'm fucking jealous.
Like,
hey, you got a bottle of Gentleman Jack. I don't want to hear it.
Bottle of JD.
Gentleman's Relish?
All I can tell you right now is there's a lot of Louisiana in that family.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
A lot of inbreeding.
A lot of inbreeding and drinking industrial runoff water.
We got a minute. Why don't you go over the quick? We've got
the
timeline of the events last night.
Do you want me to read the whole thing a little bit?
Sure.
Or?
Just kind of brush over it.
At 7, K-Fed security team arrived to pick up the boys.
K-Fed security team.
Wait. K-Fed security team.
Yeah.
Hi, we're from Whack and Hut.
That's exactly what I was thinking, dude.
She missed her court-appointed deposition again.
She had 14 minutes.
Her assistant was trying to make excuses like,
wait, I'm blah, still hooked blah, on K-Fed security team. Is the dude Spears sitting out the window going, whoop, whoop?
They only got, I guess, Sean Preston, which is a 2-year-old, and left Jaden, which is however old that kid is.
Wow. They negotiated one of his
with
kids.
The mom. Yeah, so he got one of the kids. Like, you halfway completed your, you're fired, but okay. 8 p.m., the police were notified.
Hey, by the way, Bob, we got a problem with Brittany again. Over.
Blah blah. She locked them all out of the house, and I guess they had paperwork. Blah blah blah.
Paperwork okay. Over Bob.
9:20, his lawyer arrived at the summit
what?
With the required paperwork that they needed. 5 police See, cars fun, enter the gated community to drive up to Brittany's house. So that's like 1 hour 20 minutes later.
Wait, how long?
1 hour 20 minutes.
911's a joke for celebrities too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
10:30, so it was 9:20, 10:30.
Don't be no town.
Now a dozen police officers, 2 ambulances, and a handful of fire rescue
trucks. Get to the part where they throw the bitch in the cell.
No, they didn't throw her in the cell. That's the best part.
Yeah, they did.
Throw the bitch down the well.
They did.
In my country, there is problem, and the problem is Britney.
Why did you throw the bitch in the hole?
Dude, they kept her on a fucking stretcher for 3
better.
Hours.
It gets better.
Okay, so. That's,
you say that, man. I think Oz.
At 7 is when they got the one kid. Exactly, at 10:30 is when they finally had more than a dozen police officers.
Hey,
right,
Lou.
Speed it up.
Hey, Lou. Did you know she had 2 kids?
Speed it up, dear.
Well, if y'all would shut the
let the breasts just talk.
Finally gets the other kid. 11:45, she comes out strapped to a gurney, placed into an ambulance, escorted by 13 police cars. Going
damn,
to Cedars,
nice.
Sinai.
Cedars Sinai.
I love the picture of her strapped to the gurney though, because they've got the she's smiling.
Yeah.
They've got the.
I've done it again. I beat my children.
They've got her.
Hit my baby.
Her
one
upper
more time.
Torso. Her upper torso is covered with a sheet, so you can't see. But if you look at the bottom of the picture, you can see her bottom ankle with the restraint tied to the gurney, tied to a backboard on the gurney.
Wait, I want her to do an OJ and like go sailing. Oddly enough, go sailing on the gurney somewhere. You know, stairs and flinging her around.
She is one crazy bitch, and now they put her on a 72-hour cycle.
Yes, they invoked it.
Awesome.
She's going for a mandatory drug testing, alcohol testing, for and anything for controlled substances to see if this is what's created.
Wait, will she shave her head again?
They may shave it for her at this point.
Her hair's not real. But.
Well, it isn't now. It was before she went all.
But no, seriously. They don't say if it's Cedars-Sinai or county, but she's under psych observation. That means the fucking shit came back zero. She's that crazy.
Michael Vick was
she
like, come on
possessed.
Now, bitch.
And all these pictures, she looks straight up just possessed.
Call you a bulldog, bitch. Arr.
She like I've seen a lot of the pictures. I've been obsessed with this all day. I can't lie.
I see you.
The pictures.
How many times you jack off to it?
Oh, Brittany.
Just that once, and that's why Scrappy's a little glistening on the boobs. The picture she
I love that confused look she had. What?
She goes from
she
being
had
like
to check herself.
Hold on, gurney sex.
There is no Quaalude, man. We're talking about Brittany.
Leave Brittany alone.
Yes, I love it.
Look at that restraint.
The pictures of her though, she goes from looking like manic, like crazy, to
woo-hoo!
Like
happy.
Happy. She's like,
I am on a gurney.
You know, it's
called Demerol.
Like she looks like she's trying to. She's trying to fight. Demerol, we're talking Hal doll. Calmed her, she made her happy.
Yeah, what's like this? Strapped. It's happy candy. Yay!
Oh, we got a call coming in. We got a quick one.
Hey, all right. You're on the air.
Caller, you're on real quick. Caller.
Hello.
Wake your ass up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Nielsen's TV ratings calling from Florida. My name is Treva. Have I reached a business?
Yeah, no, Treva. What can we do for you?
Let me get off this multi-line.
I'm sorry.
So okay, I just had to clear a line because we have like four or five phones in this house, and you know those satellite phone systems.
Oh yeah.
Here, let me turn down my music too because it's going to be annoying there. Okay, what's up?
I thought I'd reached a radio station. And that I was on the air at a radio station. Nothing, sir. My name is Treva, and we're just calling very briefly about television viewing in your home. We're just wondering what kind of programs that your household watches, for example, comedy, drama, news, or sports.
Okay, so, like, you want to know, like, what I'm, shit, what am I watching? Hold on, I've got a TiVo. C-SPAN.
Okay, we'll put C-SPAN. That down real quick. Am I speaking with a household member that's at least 16?
Oh, yeah. God, I'm 31. I hope so.
Oh, okay. Well,
hold on. Does porn count? No, I'm serious.
Daddy, are you on the phone?
Get off! Get out of here!
Daddy, are you on the phone?
Get out! Sorry, hello?
Yeah, I'm just wondering which one of the following age groups that you fall into, under 35, 35 to 49, or 50 year old?
Under 35.
Oh, okay. Well, we would like for you to be a part of your local Nielsen TV ratings.
Oh, wow.
You're going to represent what America watches on TV, and we don't want to change.
Okay, but see, there's a problem with that.
Okay.
Okay, first off, I don't really watch a lot of what America puts on TV. You ever heard of BBC?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Have.
Okay, well, what I do is I actually pirate. This isn't recorded, is it?
No.
No, okay, good. What I actually do is I have a satellite dish and a little, like a smart card. You know what a smart card is, right?
I think.
Okay, basically what I do is I pop it into the dish and I'm able to get like BBC, Sky One, actually all the BBCs and all the different Sky, British TV.
Oh, I see.
Because it means far better.
Oh, wow. So you actually don't even watch American TV.
I watch a little American TV. I mean, you know, I try, but it never really works out.
Yeah, especially now that the writers are on strike.
Well, I'm all for the writers because I think internet media is where it should be.
Right. Well, I'm for the writers, too, and I hope they get what they want.
Absolutely.
You know?
Do you know what they want exactly?
No, hello? I don't.
Off the phone, honey.
Baby, are you on the phone?
No, off the phone.
Are you on the phone with that bitch again?
No.
Excuse me, who is this?
No, come on!
Is this Melinda?
No, this is not!
It's Nielsen's TV ratings calling.
I swear to God, this better not be a joke.
Why would it be a joke?
Bitch, if I find you, I'm gonna kick your ass. You better not be talking to my man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm calling from Florida. My name is Treva Lewis. I'll even give you the number where I'm calling from if you'd like.
Y'all need to get off the phone now. This isn't funny. Baby, this isn't funny.
1-800-236...
Nah, baby.
1-800-237-8611 is the number if you'd like to call it.
I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta go. I can't.
Daddy, are you on the phone again?
You guys are.
Daddy, are you on the phone? Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that was comedy fucking gold. Stitz is crying. That was comedy gold. You better not be talking to my man. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. You know what the shit?
You know what? She also gave the phone number back. You can call her at.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, that's. Back.
She felt bad.
Yes, you felt real bad.
You know what the
like,
shitty.
Oh, no, ma'am.
You know what the shitty part about all this is, though?
Huh? Oh. We're out of
time.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
All right. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Scrappy.
Big Daddy Decaf.
This is Claude Balls.
And I'm Super Engineer Murphy.
I'll go with that for tonight. We want to thank everybody tuning in, and we want to thank everybody in the chat room. We want to thank Joker, the Juke, Toe.
Joker.
We appreciate everybody. Toe captured the number. Give him a call, Toe. Turn my music bed down just a bit. We want to remind everybody to go to the site, spankwagon.net.
And Scrappy, too.
Yes, Scrappy, you need to sign up, really.
Yeah.
Post news, articles, comments, blogs. The site is now 100% open for everyone else to contribute, including us, Scrappy. If you like what you hear, you hate what you hear, you want to hear more, whatever, radio@spankwagon.net. And, of course, we need friends. We are a social group, if you couldn't tell. myspace.com/spankwagon. Now, let's not forget those syndicates out there. Of course, LV Rocks and LVRocks.com. Don't forget Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network. That's Jukes. Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio.
Steel City.
And Nomad Radio Network. And remember, Claude, if we're not live,
we are in the archive.
I prefer when Decaf does it in the white boy voice.
Yeah, I prefer it.
You'll find us in archives.
And you can go to podcast.lvrocks.com or just check out the archive link, and we've got shows going back to 2002 there.
Wow.
All right. For everybody here in the studio, Murph, you did a pretty decent job tonight. Still not giving
big ups.
Too bad.
So
I have the sheet.
The Nielsen phone call saved your ass.
Yeah, it did. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. If you don't get the podcast, get the link. Just next week.
Scrappy, give us the word of the night.
Cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, cheese is your word of the night.
Have a good night, everybody.
From Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.